AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. California has long been suffering from drought, but now it has more rain than it can handle. CBS's Elise Preston has that.
Waterlogged roadways in Southern California, collapsed piers in the north, and damaged homes and businesses statewide as the West Coast grapples with back-to-back storms.
Pretty much a raging river coursing through the campus.
While another atmospheric river moves in, communities are scrambling to sandbag, repair levees, and prepare for even more power outages while still cleaning up from the last round of extreme weather.
Some sophisticated American military weapons are headed for Ukraine. CBS's Ian Lee is in the capital, Kyiv.
This week, the White House announced $3 billion in military aid, including the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. The U.S. plans to send Ukraine about 50 of the proven Russian tank killers.
It'll take a couple of months, basically, to get this capability fielded, to get the Ukrainians trained.
Is there some up there?
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the American people for the weapons, saying, "This is exactly what is needed, new guns and rounds, including high-precision ones, new rockets, new drones. It's timely and strong."
The new House Speaker Kevin McCarthy could soon face an uprising in his own caucus over spending bills, says CBS's Christina Ruffini.
The first looming concern seems to be the debt ceiling. Look, those six holdouts have already said they're not going to authorize an increase in America's credit limit without specific spending cuts. And those spending cuts they want are likely to put them on a collision course with Democrats in the Senate and the White House, potentially putting America's credit rating at risk.
The NFL player who collapsed on the field almost a week ago will be top of mind on Sunday, says CBS's Michael George.
When the Buffalo Bills suit up for Sunday's game against the Patriots, DeMar Hamlin's teammates are making sure he'll be there in spirit. They're sewing his number 3 on every uniform. Doctors call the Bills' safety's improvement remarkable, less than a week after going into cardiac arrest after making a tackle. On Friday, Hamlin was even able to speak briefly with his teammates on FaceTime.
The rapper Young Thug goes on trial Monday on charges of co-founding a criminal street gang responsible for violent crimes and then using his songs in social media to promote that gang. The Atlanta-based artist's real name is Jeffrey Lamar Williams. He was arrested in May along with more than 24 other people. Young Thug and 14 others charged in the indictment are going on trial next week. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance. MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Right now, you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
So how are you doing with your New Year's resolutions so far?
For many, there's excitement for new beginnings, including a new year. However,
there's a tremendous amount of pressure that comes with change. New beginnings and the beginning of a new year is one of them.
Beatrice Cloakpaw is a clinical therapist in Little Rock, Arkansas.
We start procrastinating on the things that we need to do, and then that sends us into a cycle of even more anxiety and frustration.
Cloakpaw says simply keeping up with New Year's resolutions can be overwhelming for some people. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
If one of your New Year's resolutions was to get rich, you've got a chance to make that come to pass in just a few days. Just win the Mega Millions. The estimated jackpot for Tuesday night's drawing, $1.1 billion. The third highest in American history. Cash value, almost $569 million. There have been 24 drawings. Without a jackpot winner, lottery officials attributing that to the odds of winning, 1 in 303 million. This is
MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Stumble around like ghosts in the dark. Roundabout journeys that end with a start. Score enough karma through deeds to be done. Soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Don't care if we win or we lose. Out in the distance, obstructed from view. And I'm treading for days like a log on the sea. And I can't save the world, and the world can't save me. But I believe the best is yet to come. Just trying to find the philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less I control. Perpetualize old diamonds and dust. Like a shiny new metal that reflects and it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Watching the shoreline can feel that amaze. That stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can take this fight, but it won't kill the world. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more.
Music, The Mascot Theory, When I Drift Away. Before that, Best Is Yet to Come. And that's a brand new single that Eric just emailed MaxInkRadio@gmail.com. Thank you for that, Mr. Jellin. That was awesome. Mascot Theory, they're playing at Rhythm and Brews with Allison Maha at the Gibson Community Music Hall in Appleton. This is a short drive from Oshkosh for those of you listening on Air Support 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. And the Mascot Theory also playing in Madison at the Red Rooster with the Lower Fifth. That's on Saturday, January 21st. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello, everyone. Hey, Jimmy.
It's our first show of 2023.
Ooh, it's coming in hot, too.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, last week, we were at the spaceship.tv.
Indeed.
Yeah.
What an amazing show. It really was. And just an amazing evening. The first thing I want to say is thank you to the folks at the spaceship.tv. Dustin, Kat, Eric, the whole crew running the cameras. I wish I had a list of their names in front of me right now, because I would like to thank each of them individually. But
I do. I can just quickly like rip through their names. I also posted it on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page, because I just felt they all individually needed to hear their names, see their name, and just know how much it meant to us to be part of the spaceship crew on New Year's Eve.
It was so professionally well done.
It was so great. And we simulcast on the radio. And I think one of you referred to it as radio on TV, which that just made me giggle all night.
I came up with that. Radio on TV. Rocker, what was your thoughts, man?
Well, I thought it was just an amazing broadcast, and the performances by the bands were really stellar. I mean, very high quality.
Really great.
And I thought it was just a great experience hanging out with all those people. And like you guys said, the crew at the spaceship were incredibly professional. And there was a lot of people. I think I counted about 8 of their crew and camera and sound people. Mm-hmm. And they really had a giant, you know, facility. And they took care of our every need.
Oh, my gosh. Do you need water? Do you need coffee?
And,
it's like, oh, you guys, I have legs. I can go get it. But thank you.
And, amazing. You know, and we should mention, right, that they were telling us all night, like, hey, we book bands here for free. In fact, they make half of the ticket when they play here. Mm-hmm. And they should get a hold of us at booking@thespaceship.tv.
Yes.
So
and do it.
You know,
do it,
incredible
bands.
Experience for bands. It was an incredible experience for fans, and you know, fun was had by all. And it was a great New Year's Eve party. And I'm hearing down the pike there that they say we got to have a New Year's Eve party every year.
I'm in. How about you guys?
Hey.
Yeah.
It's New Year's. What better way to party than have radio on TV?
Yes. Okay, here's the spaceship crew. As you mentioned, Dustin and Kat, they're the main. But then we've got Eric Jean, Tink Shilhevy, Tim Fox, Melissa Fox, Ashley Caramaniola, Brad Palm, Eric Cobb, Sean Boyle, Eric Olson. And as they said, here's to me, here's to you, part of the ship. You're part of the crew.
Yeah.
And the bands, the Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and Porky's Groove Machine. I mean, just put that all together, and you can imagine. It was just terrific.
My only regret for the night, there's now video of me dancing somewhere.
Oh, whoopsie.
On stage.
But at the same token, Jimmy, you can X off your bucket list.
Right.
That you like, you got to announce and introduce. You were on stage.
Yes.
With Porky's Groove Machine dancing to, get it? Right. Double dip.
The whole time. So sometimes Leona, Mrs. K, gets brave and will dance with me sometimes in the house or something. I say, move your feet. Don't act like you're in a sack of concrete. And I'm on stage with Porky's. That's all I thought of.
Oh, no.
It was hilarious.
Well, and as you saw, I thought the video, you looked super cute. You were all dressed up in your suit, and you were doing what needed to be done, but then you ran off the stage shortly after.
It was good times.
It was great times.
So
thanks,
now
you guys.
We turn the page to 2023 for show of 2023, Rocker. We got a great one lined up for the people.
Jimmy, tonight we will be talking to Amelia Ford out of Green Bay. We're going to find out what's going on with her. She's on a little tour all over the north central part of the state.
Awesome.
Robot Witch out of Milwaukee will be on the phone to tell us about their new release coming up. Work has a whole bunch of news that's happening, so we'll hear from them. They're going to be playing at Wisconsin Funk Fest coming up. And in the studio with us tonight, Charlie Boy. They're from Baraboo and La Crosse area people, and they're going to be in here playing live for us. I'm curious to see what they're going to be like. And, of course, 10 p.m., Max and Kevin with me, Rocker.
I'll tell you how they're going to be. They're going to be awesome.
They are going to be awesome.
On Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. And they are already getting booked on summer festival tours. I mean, that's pretty spectacular. Good for them.
844-967-2789. If you'd like to be part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us what's happening in your music scene. Sam Ness is going away? What?
We'll talk about that later. Oh, no. Sam, say it isn't so.
He has a show at the Vintage up in Sauk Prairie on Saturday, January 14th, 7 o'clock. Here is his new song, Slow It Down, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I've been running up the miles. I've been burning through these days. I've been wondering why so much time has slipped away. I've got so much left to do. So much left to say. I've been living tomorrow, and I've been breathing yesterday. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Slow it down, I need to be here now. I swear I've been here before. I swear I've played this song on the 8th of December, somewhere years from now. I swear I know these roads, but I don't know this town. I know every Wi-Fi code, but not a single name in the crowd. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Slow it down, now. She looks worried now. She asks me where I've been, trying to remember how I got to this bar we're sitting in. She looks different now. She asks me how I've been, trying to remember how I got to this state I'm in. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is slow it down. Here now, slow it down. Here now.
Hey, this is Nick from Pine Travelers. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Living in
if it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Our local music, Michael Alexander and Big Whiskey there in White Noise. No shows on the books for the Big Whiskey right now, but Michael Alexander is busy booking Bratfest right now. Been watching some of his posts about that, and Bratfest is always fun. We'll have to get Michael in, have him bring us some brats.
Oh, we could do this.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll do it, definitely.
All right.
I know him. You know him. Oh, we're going to get him in.
He's
here.
A rock star.
And
we are, too.
Totally.
Hey, Amelia Ford is coming up next here. I'm really excited to talk to Amelia. She's from Green Bay. Her music is outstanding.
Yes.
She has a lot of news, too, and we'll have a chat with her in just a couple of minutes here. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Starkweather Brewing Company. Starkweather Brewing Company is a community-focused gathering place serving food and brewing beer on Atwood Avenue here in Madison's East Side. See the latest selections at StarkweatherBrewing.com. That's StarkweatherBrewing.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Kevin McCarthy is the new Speaker of the House. After a grueling 4 days voting, he was thankful it finally went his way.
I do want to especially thank President Trump. I don't think anybody should doubt his influence. He was with me from the beginning. Somebody wrote the doubt of whether he was there, and he was all in. He would call me, and he would call others.
At an elementary school in Newport News, Virginia, a six-year-old boy shot his teacher.
Why is there a seven-year-old with a bloody gun? Come on, think about it.
The teacher is said to be in stable condition. A rally in support of immigration in El Paso, Texas. Fernando Garcia with the Border Network for Human Rights.
It's in the interest of politicians not to fix the immigration system that is woefully broken and has been broken for many, many years.
President Biden is scheduled to visit El Paso tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Now just imagine me trying to dance to this song on stage.
I've seen it.
So has everybody else.
I witnessed it.
Oh, gosh.
And yes, I have video.
That's what I'm worried about,
uh-huh.
Terry.
I think I only shared it with you guys. Maybe we need to take a poll. Should we make that video go viral?
Yeah. I'm okay trying to imagine what you sing like, Jimmy.
Oh, no. We're not going.
Jimmy K. Karaoke.
I just want to say, if you want to see the archive of our New Year's Eve show for the last time, you could go to thespaceship.tv, thespaceship.tv. It's really a fun watch, and the bands were fantastic, Rocker.
Yes.
They were, Jimmy. That was an amazing show. Hey, Jimmy, our next guest from Green Bay, Wisconsin, singer, songwriter, and 2018 Nash Next finalist, Amelia Ford, mixes soft soprano with raw grit in her 50-plus original pop and folk rock songs. Amelia is self-taught on guitar, piano, and bass, and audiences are charmed by her brazenly open introspection, emotive vocals, and whimsical, unabashed humor. Her long-awaited album, Wide Open, recorded at Rock Garden Studio in Appleton, was just released in February 2021 and is available on all platforms. Amelia Ford, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay!
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Okay, so I've been kind of digging in when I found out that you were going to be on with us, and I'm right here with the guy saying, holy smokes. But for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Amelia Ford, how did your music career start? Tell us about, kind of take us backwards before we go forwards.
Oh, for sure. Well, I started writing songs when I was about 11 years old and kind of amassing them, and over the years just not doing anything with them except playing them for my sister. And little did I know later on in life, after going through a lot of obstacles and a marriage that fell through, she made a bet with me and she said, Amelia, you lose this bet. You got to do what I say. I'm not going to tell you what it is till you lose. I know. And I took it and I lost. And what I had to do as the loser is play an open mic, play original songs. And that's kind of where it all started taking off for me.
Oh, that's so
That's a great story.
It is.
You know, you have big plans for 2023, Amelia, and your debut album, Wide, Wide Open, was just released. Tell us about the music and your songwriting style. What's inside your head when you're writing music?
Oh, sure. You know, what's in my head is a ton of puzzles and pictures. And people notice that in my lyrical writing. There's a second and third layer to it. So what you're watching in the moment isn't necessarily the full story. There's more to be seen. But I think right now I'm landing on the kind of indie rock spectrum of things.
Nice. Where do you draw your inspiration from? Where do you get, what are you listening to? Is there specific musicians that you listen to or...?
You know, I have been influenced over the years by Taylor Swift and her journey through the different genres. Mm-hmm. But also Alanis Morissette, I find her very inspiring. And as far as the album, I just want to answer that part of your question. That was the collection of songs that I kind of landed on. After all the life obstacles, we finally had to pull an album together. And those seemed to be the ones that best communicated my story. It's kind of a Phoenix surviving crisis and rising from the ashes. So there's a full story in that album.
Oh, wow. I love that when you can listen and it's like you are laying your heart and soul out there and you can listen and really get to the heart of the matter of your story. I'm also finding this interesting, Amelia. You are heading to Nashville soon. Now, please tell me you're going to come back to Wisconsin, but tell us what you hope to accomplish and who you're planning to work with there and why.
Oh, you know it. Oh, man, I'm so excited to go visit Nashville here in a month. I'll be there middle of February. And I definitely have some meetings set up with a couple of different producers. I'm going to be meeting Femke. Maybe you've heard of her. She's an award-winning female Grammy producer.
Ooh, yeah.
I may be working with her. I'm also looking at Sean Giovanni. He worked with Jordan Blanchard, who's another musician in the area, and I was so impressed with the work he did on Jordan's recent single, Hangover. I'm also going to play a couple of writers' rounds. I'll be at Homewood Suite and also the Virgin Hotel.
Oh, that's awesome. That'll be a great way to get your music out there.
I'm sure there's some open mics, too.
Oh, you got
yeah. You got to grab down in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to walk the city and just take it all in.
So. Oh, so good. Have you been to Nashville before?
You know, I went just one time when I was 11, and enough to have an 11-year-old memory.
Oh, got it. Yep.
BB Kings, we walked Music Row, and that's all I remember, really.
Oh, I think we might have to have a talk with you after you get back. I'd love to hear what you thought of Nashville and how it all went. Yeah, definitely.
You know it.
Amelia, you are attending Joey's Song at the Sylvie in Madison tonight, and that's a great event and cause. And you're there with a group of musicians from Wisconsin Music Ventures. Tell us about Wisconsin Music Ventures.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're here right now, as I'm speaking to you. It's cool. Wisconsin Music Ventures organization started a few years ago, I think 3-4 years ago by now, started by Allison M., and she wanted to connect musicians in Wisconsin as far as bringing them together to collaborate, but also to find places for them to play that they wouldn't otherwise get to play without sponsorship. So it's a membership I value. It pays for itself every year to be a part of this. And we're here tonight to be inspired, show support for Joey's Song, which is a benefit concert for epilepsy.
Absolutely.
Right. Where do people find more about Wisconsin Music Ventures? Do they have a site?
Sure. I believe it's just WisconsinMusicVentures.com, or just throw it in Google, but tons of stuff will come up. They've got podcasts. They've got ways you can volunteer, get involved, or join if you want to.
Great.
That's awesome.
And I know Joey's Song has a lot of heavy hitters there, so I hope you get to chat with some of them. Of course, one of my favorites, you'll get to see him, Miles Nielsen and his wife, Kelly Stewart. Oh, I love those people. Yes.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, we're so lucky here tonight.
Oh, I know. Have a wonderful time. My goodness. You've got a ton of upcoming shows, too. This makes me so happy to look at a schedule like this and to just see that music across the state is just booming. booming right now.
No shows in Madison on this
list. So we need to work on that, don't we?
The closest one I saw is the Boomtown Saloon in Wisconsin Dells.
Ah, that's not far.
Oh, you know it, but hey, I'm not done booking, and actually, I want to seek out some venues in the Madison area, so hit me up if you know a place that I should be playing.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And you know, Devil's Lair.
Looking at the... Oh, yeah. Yeah, you need to come in and join us live. But looking at the schedule, okay, let's see. You're going to be at District 1 Brewing Company. That's Stevens Point, and of course, you're on the air there right now with us. That's Friday, January 13th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then the 14th, you're going to be in Gillette, 14 Primal Eats, Friday, January 20th, Chain of Lakes Bar, Waupaca, Saturday, January 21st, Mackinac's Grill in Green Bay. We may be on the air in Green Bay by that point, too. Saturday, January 28th, full band show in Wausau, and we are big on air in Wausau right now, too. Hop Yard Ale Works in Appleton on Sunday, January 29th. Saturday, February 18th, as Jimmy K mentioned, Boomtown Saloon in the Dells. Excellent.
Well, I can't take the credit for that. Actually, Roger said that.
Well, oh, sorry about that. We all cover for each other.
Amelia, thank you so much for making the time tonight and coming on the air with us. The music is awesome. I love your music. I was very pleased when I discovered you online. And people, you're on Facebook. I know you're on Naylor socials. Where can people get your music?
Sure. I mean, go to AmeliaFordMusic.com, and I do this cool 2-for-1 special on there. If you order the CD in physical form, you get an instant download to have on your phone or computer. Otherwise, I'm on all the platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, etc. So
awesome.
Hey, have a great time at Joey's Song tonight.
Oh my gosh, have a fun time. Tell them all that we are thinking of them and love them dearly.
You got it. Mm-hmm. You got it. Thanks so much. This was fun. You guys have a super night, all right?
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. And let's do some Amelia Ford right now.
Yes.
Sick of Rain. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You spent your winter pull curtains in sinister woods. Every echo she should have, she could have. You spent your summers all in thoughts underneath walls. You drilled in your roof. I'm in disbelief. 100 torn
like a final make for skin anyway. And how do you make it? Every calf blows you painstake.
From Amelia Ford out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. That was Outlaw Out Loud on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Thanks to Amelia for coming on the show with us tonight, Terry.
She's terrific.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see her live.
She's going to go places. I know. Let's get her in here.
Let's do it. Everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr hanging out with you.
Hello.
Terry, you have some bar notes coming up next hour. What do you got cooking?
I do. I have a couple of things for you. One is kind of a bummer, I guess. But, you know, we need to keep track of those, too. But the other one is really interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
All right. We'll do that 7:15-ish or so. Hey, if you're heading up to Green Bay, I found this event on Facebook today. It's called Taco Tuesday Fundraiser. It's happening at 906 East Walnut Street in Green Bay. They're doing a sing, a dance, music,
all to help money to keep youth programs affordable in their community.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was kind of cool.
That's super cool.
And then I came across this gentleman here, a new artist here to Max Inc. Radio from the Green Bay area, Jason Schaefer. Jason Schaefer.
There you go.
I can't talk to that.
You're fine. Anyway, work on through it. You're going to do it.
Anyway, I checked out his music on Bandcamp. Yeah. Super cool. Grabbed one of the songs, and here we are. He's got a show up in Green Bay January 12th. That's Thursday at Zambotti Beer. Here is new music here from Jason Schaefer. Heartbreak Over the Hill on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say it like you want a thing like you. You make it so you tell me what to do. I want a brother you don't have to pay. Forbidden words that you wished away. Pay no mind on the rules I made. If no one cares, you don't have to. Time will take you by the hand and pull you to another plan. And then you'll see the history. Thinking back on all the days, you didn't matter, man, as much anyway. Tell me, teach you what you want me to say. I'm no good, you're no better, okay. You kinda like it when I feel the pain. The kind of pain you're feeling every day. You really want me to embrace the shame. Guilt's the name of the game. And time will take you by the hand and pull you to another plan. And then you see.
To Wisconsin's local music scene.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.